A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, March 14th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the escalating cases of intra and inter-party political violence.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
It was unfortunate in the sense that we are a peaceful organization. We always preach peace, and we want things to be done in an orderly fashion. We don't expect to have any organization, be it ZANU, MDC, or so, attacking us, because we always believe that the solution to Zimbabwe's problem is not in mounting violence, intimidation, threats, and so on. The solution is to discuss amongst ourselves. MDC yakapindawo pakaoma nemabhali avo tikaenda kuchitungu is at the same. Hakusi iko kukoga tikaenda kumamwe matowns. Zvinowanikwa izvozvo.
Into ehlupayo nenxa yokuthi sikuzalo ezizinto sasengaziboni kodwa eziye sathi zibona. Okukhona ukuthi khona into embi imbi. Asoze sizame ukufihla ukuthi hhayi kwaku-right and so on, hhayi amabiseki ayenzakala sometimes abantu baya bengabonanga kuhle.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about political violence.
General elections in Zimbabwe are scheduled for 2018, but incidents of inter and intra-political violence are on the rise. Violence rocked Harare's political hotbeds of Glenview and Chitungwiza over the weekend after suspected state security agents and ZANU-PF youths attacked members of the opposition.
On Saturday, hordes of suspected ZANU-PF youths reportedly from Mbare descended on the open space in Glenview, where Zimbabwe People First was holding its rally, injuring scores and destroying property. Another opposition party, Transform Zimbabwe, is also alleging that yesterday, six of its members were abducted and allegedly beaten by non-ZANU-PF party supporters, begged by two non-army officials and one police officer. Police sources told Studio 7 that they are still investigating, and we are just receiving another press statement, this time from the Electoral Resource Center, and it's entitled Statement on the Disruption of a Community Meeting in Ward 26, Chipinge District. And the Election Resource Center is saying, and I quote, "The Election Resource Center is deeply concerned about the escalating cases of disruption of pro-democracy initiatives by local communities in various districts across the country. On Wednesday, the 9th of March, 2016, a community engagement meeting slated for Ward 21 in Chipinge was disrupted by rogue elements of the ruling party, ZANU-PF, and a parallel unit of the war veterans." Gibbs.
Yabambe zulukanda balingalitshona njani lapha likhona khona ngapho ke ngamakhaya thina ngapha siyaphila sibe kwamagama. Ye, namhlanje sikhuluma ke ngobudlwangudlwangu bezo khona ngapho siyakwazi ukuthi kulokulwisana okuthize nxa sesikhangele zombangazwe. Sizwile ke ukuthi ngempela viki abantu abasekela ke iZimbabwe People First ekankosikazi Joyce Mjuru kade bengani bagijinyiswe kancane ngabantu abacatshangela ukuthi ngabe ZANU-PF. Sizwile ke ukuthi abanye bangkhona balimele. Wathi ke izimota ekathi sikhona pho zatshaya ngamatshe khona ngale eHarare. Sizwile njalo ke ukuthi kulabantu be-Transform Zimbabwe abangani bathunjiwe ngabantu abacatshangela ukuthi ngabe butho leZimbabwe njalo abasekela abanye abasekela iZANU-PF. Isiphinda njalo sizizwa kuthiwa ke kungazani so kungani lokuhlupana kutize phakathi kwamabandla lapha ngoba abantu bakwazi ukuthi uketo luyabuya ngo-2018 kodwa ukhanya sokuqalisile khona manje blessing ukuthi abantu begijimisana sifuna ukuzwa ngani izulu kandaba ukuthi lapha likhona endaweni zenu khona ngapho kumenjani nxa lifuna ukuthi lingena kuhlelo khona manje nasinombolo 001 202 619 2077 khulumani sizozulu
Onguka hama dzadiwa nasi tinoti tinge tichitaura nenyaya yemhirizhonga iyo iri kunzi nevakawanda inenge yakuramba ichipararira munyika pane musangano wanga uchitwa iwo nebato rinopikisa reZimbabwe People First kuGlenview uko kunonzi iko vanofungidzirwa kuti vatsigiri veZANU-PF vakauya vakarwisa vatsigiri veZimbabwe People First uye vebato reTransform Zimbabwe vari kutiwo nezuro kuchitungwiza uko dzimwe nhengo dzavo dzakapambwa ndokurohwa zvakaipisisa nevanofungidzirwa zvakare kuti vatsigiri veZANU-PF uye vamwe vaviri vacho vachinzi vanga vari inhengo dzemauto mumwe chete ari mupurisa tichienda kuchipinge sangano reelection resource center riri kutaurawo kuti iro nhengo dzaro dzakavhiringidzwa kuita musangano wadzo nevamwe vakarwa hondo yerusununguko nevamwewo vatsigiri veZANU-PF Gibbs.
I think we've got our first guest. Who is
yes, we have Mr. Kudakwashe, Basketi of Zimbabwe People First. Mr. Basketi, good evening.
Good evening, Jason.
Thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, it's good that we're having you today, Mr. Basketi. But it seems as if we are meeting at the wrong time. Like we are told that your party had some problems in Harare at the weekend. Tell us what happened.
You see, the problem we have is we are confronting a party which has lost its significance to the people. That is ZANU-PF. After the launch of People First, it became apparent that ZANU-PF cannot longer claim to be the revolutionary party because People First is made up of the revolutionary cadres who are obedient to the original aims and objectives of the revolution. Just to prove it, when we set our rallies throughout the country, people flocked in great numbers to show their support. And this, in the eyes of ZANU-PF, angered them to such an extent that they planned youth to just come and disrupt these meetings violently. But it's not surprising because their leader is advocating for violence, and they even take these youth as instruments to intimidate all opposition parties so that they retain power through inflicting fear in the nation and not allowing people to make their minds on who they want to support and the change which they want in Zimbabwe's political landscape.
But Mr. Basketi, some of your critics will say, wait a minute, Mr. Basketi was in the same party and he also at one time was representing Mwenezi East. And during elections, there were reports of political violence.
Precisely. What I am saying is not defending the violence which occurred when I was in ZANU-PF, but to take an opportunity to expose it so that it should not happen again. But for the record, in Mwenezi East, in my constituency, that is the only area in the constituency where it was violent-free. But in Mwenezi West, which was another constituency named by another member of parliament who was also less popular there, but had been imposed by the party. They had to put soldiers and some more veterans to intimidate and beat up people because people were not happy about the choice of their leadership, of the MP. But for Monez East, they were happy. They chose me overwhelmingly, and there was no violence in Monez East, which was my constituency. And that is the effect which has to be confirmed on the ground. Mm-hmm. There is a difference between Monez East and Monez West. But people tend to blanket it and say there was violence in Monez, not differentiating Monez East and Monez West. So in my constituency, there was no violence because I did not urge my supporters to beat opposition. Mm-hmm. And I coexisted well with the members of the opposition. It is on record.
Thank you so much, Mr. Baskiti. Please do stay on the line for those of you who are just joining us. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about political violence. Kips, we have our second guest, that is Reverend Hussein Sibanda. Mm-hmm. Reverend Sibanda, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us, Kips.
I think your phone is not giving us the right reception. Can you move a little bit? Can you move again, Mfundisi, so that we can hear you clearly? You know, the phones. Yeah, now it's a little bit better. So, can you hear us? Can you hear us? I think we have to call him because we've got a problem there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, let's get back to Mr. Baskiti. Now, Mr. Baskiti, here's the question. You know, during the time when you were in ZANU-PF, let's be honest here, there were so many incidents of violence in most parts of the country. And people were saying that all those were perpetrated by ZANU-PF. Did you ever witness any kind of violence in your lifetime concerning that?
Yes, I will have to be open and truthful about that matter. There was a lot of violence orchestrated by ZANU-PF. One, because after the 2000 election, going to the 2000 election, before the final result was known, the first election was peaceful. But after it has been established that opposition MDC had won the elections convincingly, there was now second election rerun of the presidential rerun. This is the period which experienced a lot of violence. During that period, we as politicians or members of parliament were no longer in control of the political activities because soldiers had been deployed to carry out the campaigns, the intimidations, the beatings, and the killings of people. These were done under the supervision of soldiers. Mm-hmm. So you cannot say we as politicians or as Baskiti was responsible for violence, but the soldiers are under one command. There's a commander-in-chief for these people. And they cannot leave the barracks without that command. So that violence was orchestrated by one center. And this is the center of their command. And we were helpless to that process. Although you can say we were the corporate beneficiaries at the end of the day, but that was not our intention because we had carried out our elections on the March election peaceably. But the second election was to protect the head of the leader of ZANU-PF who had lost to Tsvangirai. So that is where the violence came from. And you can see that the violence which is commanded from the head of the commander-in-chief still manifests itself, even in the same party, ZANU-PF, as we speak. The split of the emergence of People First was orchestrated by the violence which was targeted at the Vice President Mujuru by the youth who are now confessing openly that we were instructed by the President to do acts of violence against the Vice President and all those who stood in support of him. And the same goes today. They still inflict violence on those who are perceived to belong to another faction within the same party, opposed to the interest of the leader, who is the commander-in-chief. So you can see where the center of violence is. It's not the whole ZANU-PF which is violent, but it's a leader who has lost significance and his command of leadership and acceptability before the generality of people, who is now trying to entrench his rulership and his hold on power through the use of these youths, and hence you see violence all over.
Mm-hmm. To be clear, we only have one commander-in-chief, so you are saying the instructions were coming from Mr. Mugabe himself?
Precisely. The youth are confessing it. Those youth, they were using the Kwame, Selengam, and the rest whom they expelled last week are now confessing openly. Mm-hmm. They went out to the South African TV to explain it, bear themselves out, that were being used by the leader of ZANU-PF, Emmerson Mugabe. It's not speculation. It's a fact.
And
the fact that I also can confirm that soldiers were used in the rerun in June 2008. It is a fact, because mm-hmm. some of us who are there, we can even name them by their names.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Basketi. Do stay on the line. We'll come back to you. Let's go to Reverend Sibanda Gibbs.
Reverend Sibanda, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Perfect. Now we can hear you. So what do you think about what's going on in terms of political violence in Zimbabwe right now? And maybe you are one of the people who are in the movement to see that violence is actually controlled and maybe is eradicated in the country. Go ahead.
Yes, well, I think that obviously as churches we are worried about the continued trend of violence in the country. I think it's like we are revisiting the era of 2007-2008. And obviously, I think now the circumstances have changed a bit. We've got a lot of people who are perpetrating this violence now becoming victims. So I think that changes the whole landscape a bit. And maybe it is helpful that there's people like Mr. Basketi there who might be able to help us this time round to come up with more realistic solutions. But the key issue is that as Zimbabweans, the war veterans who used to, when we complain, they say there's violence, they didn't believe us. Or maybe they were perpetrators themselves. But right now, they are victims. There are people like Mr. Basketi there, who is now a victim himself. There are people in the military who are also victims. They're ordinary.
Oh, unfortunately, we are having problems with that line. We'll try to call him back. But let's go to our callers. Tinamkoma Kane. Makadi Mkoma Kane. I want to report Nyarim Daru Mines Wangati Vietins.
Yeah, violence. Constitution, Takanyora, inenge ichititaurira kuti munhu akasununguka kunge achisarudza bato raanoda kunge achiteera pasina zvekuchichidzirwa kana kuti zvekuti iye ari kushungurudzwa. But unotarisa uona kuti zviri kumbofamba sei, vanhu havadi kutevedzera constitution inova ndiyo inofanira kunge ichidzi iri kutungamirira nyika. Saka tinoona nekuti tinenge tichifanira kuti tinge tichiona zvinoitawo kune dzimwe nyika. Tinoona panguva inenge yakaita senge yemaelections ya unoona mapato anenge achipikisana paya anosangana rimwe richibva nekoko rimwe richibva nekoko vachisangana vachikurukura nekuda kwokuti vanhu vamwe chete vanobatanidzwa nechinhu chinonzi nyika. Isusu tinofanira kunge tisvike ipapo kuti tisvike pakuti tibatanidzwe nechinhu chinongonzi Zimbabwe, tisasvike pakuti tinokonana nekuda kwokuti tirikufunga zvakasiyana. Ngativei tichiwanikwa tichibatanidzo nechinhu chinonzi Zimbabwe, tichirespekta constitution yedu. Mukatarisa zvimwe zvese zvanga zvichiitika kumasuro, wanga uchiona kuti constitution haitevedzerwi. Saka zvaachisvika pamwe pakuti vanhu vanga vachisvika pakuti vanorovana vachitukana, zvinova ndizvo zvatiri kutarisira. Hazvifaniri kunge zvichiitika zvinhu zvinenge zvakaita saizvozvo. Ngatisvikei pakumachuwa. Zvinotisvitsa kupi kuti hama nehama dzinopedzisira iko zvine dzisingaonani dzichizopedzisira kuti zvikange zvapfuura izvozvo munogarisana sei?
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Kane nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. What Kane is saying in brief is that people must just respect the country's constitution. Who will not be having all these problems.
Yeah.
That's according to him.
Yes, okay. Umnumzana Blessed Spanda, Okolangalake Ekoli. Baba Spanda, unawchona njani?
Jane njani.
Ngai nchone kakulu, ukunjane koli?
Nkondi, se angipe koli, nse kapa.
Oh, ukunjane kapa. Pela, we want to... abantu abanjengo blessing zulu baze egoli kuphela ungavela ukuthi South Africa bathi eJohannesburg so lami mbona zani ngene khonapho.
Hayi no kufudibele kamnandi lapha eKapa
acho phela so kunjalo baba so ungatilike kodwa baloni
mfuthi yabona indaba yabo ZPF nabo zani PF iyahlupha ngoba angithi iZPF le iyevele eyakhe le ndlu yodlakela nayo nezani PF. Manje le ndlu edlakela isahlaleki sokungathi sokubaxaka manje ngoba kudala abantu bekhuluma ngayo le ndaba ukuthi abantu bayahlukunyezwa emakhaya, izakhamizi zichaya ngama-ovethi into efana leso, beyichaya indiva le ndawo. Manje nasebeyibo abaqala ukuthi bakhale kakhulu ngoba sebeyibonile le ndaba ngempela iyaphila njalo ikhona. So ukuze lolu dlakela mhlawumbe lungathi luyehla kuzadingakala ukuthi bona bakhulume nayo iZANU PF naleyo abaphuma kuyo, oyengithemba ukuthi namanje basayiyo leyo ZANU PF ngoba ayazi kwenzakalani kuZANU PF yibo abaqala le nto le. So ukuthi phele izoqedwa yibo akunamuntu omnyoze eqeda ngoba kudala bevele behlukumeza izakhamizi, kudala behlukumeza abantwana, kudala bedlomula abantu, bebulala abantu, into ey'fana lezo. So i-violence like ma-elections or pre-elections or after elections izoqedwa ma bethanda bona.
Kodwa ngombono wakho sibili baba Sibanda, kambe kufunekani, kunokufunakalayo ukuze konke lapha eZimbabwe kulunge ngoba kulento ezinye kakhulu ezikhanya ziyonakala?
Lenkonde phezu kwayendaba umgabe kumele asuke esihlalweni babadedele abanye naye
angaphonga ukuthi ubhulukudlalo
ngayonke noma ngayiphi indlela noma ngavuke etshonile noma kungathwani uma noma bangamkhipha ngenkani bakaphume esihlalweni and then after that kungena umuntu ozokwazi ukuthi ahloniphe ilungelo loluntu ngoba umgabe yena ungiwala kalihloniphe ilungelo loluntu yena ufuna ukuthi buthele lokhu akubuthelelayo kube ngokwakhe konke akufake ekhwapheni ma kufaka ngapha kuwa ngapha kufaka ngapha kuwa ngapha. So ngokunjalo-ke ma evele khona lapha angeke liphele udlakela ngoba nifuna ukuprotecta engathi is protecting his interest.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana Sibanda, sibongele kakhulu baba.
Siyabonga nathi.
Yeah. So Mr. Sibanda is saying that you know the only way of ending violence in Zimbabwe is for people like Mr. Paskiti and friends to actually tackle it because they know it, because they're ones in ZANU PF. And he also said that maybe it's time for the president to be, you know, removed from power.
Mm-hmm.
Because he claims that, you know, he has done nothing to actually protect people from incidents of violence.
Mm-hmm. Well, Foza, as long as that is done democratically, the leadership renewal is not bad as long as it's done in a democratic way. We have some messages on WhatsApp, Gibbs. Mumwe anoti anakwisa zita rake zvinorwadza kana rokoveva pairo wa MDC vana vagumbo vaiti ZANU PF iri kugona nhasi zvaipei kana vorovavo. Mwanodzi Joseph Tapera kunyanga anoti Zimbabwe People First inofanira kuziva kuti ndivo vakaomba mitemo yemhirizhonga pavaive nhengo dzeZANU PF, saka ngavasacheme indomene aichemedzi. Another message reads, abductions of people is a weapon of the ruling party to make people fear and also capitalize essentially just saying that the abduction is a tool that the ruling party, that is ZANU-PF, uses to intimidate the people. It's Kelvin Masia who says these violent activities must stop. Please, we need to focus on our economy and to stabilize it. Tinemwe mtereri.
I think
Reverend Sibanda, maybe let's, before we go to our caller, let's go back to Reverend Sibanda. Reverend Sibanda?
Yes, I'm online.
Yes, of course, you were cut short, if you may continue with your thought.
Yes, no, what I was saying is that I think we need to bring Zimbabweans together. And like what some of the listeners are saying, our focus right now, our country's economy is deteriorating. We just discovered now that we have lost billions in Marange that were not accounted for. So I think there is a lot more that needs to be done by Zimbabweans sitting together and talking and finding a lasting solution. But the issue of use of violence to retain power, I think this is where our big challenge is. And I'm glad that, ironically, that we have people like Mr. Paskit and people from People First, that should be able to help us and maybe some of these issues. And we can sit down as Zimbabwe, including people from ZANU-PF. I think we have to admit that you will not be able to have a lasting solution unless we can talk to ZANU-PF itself. We need to talk to ZANU-PF. We need to find out, why are people violent? Is it that people are doing this outside the party structures? Are they being instructed within the party? You know, where is the mechanism for violence coming from? You know, and for me, I think that is the key issue that needs to be resolved.
Thank you so much, Reverend. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
Yes, no, sir. Umbongeni kwa nlapa blessing. Eba umbongeni ngao chola jani.
Yeah,
Mkoma
Francis Fariparunari Rambaye Makabata, Mr. Baskiti and Reverend Sibanda, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. And this second part, or the whole live talk discussion, will be on our Facebook page.
This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.